We're not a team. We're a time bomb.
007 reporting for duty.
A taste of two of the most successful films of 2012. Are they also among the best movies of the year? I got on Skype with Christian Toto, assistant editor at Big Hollywood, to talk about what are, in his view, the three finest pictures we've seen this year.
This was a super year for movies, and I'm going to use that in all the rightfully punished ways. My number three choice was The Dark Knight Rises. Yes, it wasn't quite as good as The Dark Knight. I think it was almost impossible to top that masterpiece from the comic book realm. But this one comes awful close. Of course, it's the third and final chapter of the Batman trilogy under director Christopher Nolan's watch. It's wonderful. There's some great action sequences, terrific new characters, including Anne Hathaway as Catwoman. Of course, Christian Bale is terrific, and Tom Hardy is excellent, as well as Bane, the bad guy here. Certainly a different kind of villain than the Joker in the last film, but more brute strength and sort of sheer insanity. But also, this film really deals with a lot of probing issues. It deals with sort of the inequalities in our financial system. It looks at Occupy Wall Street indirectly. It also measures the man behind the cape and what does it mean to be a hero. There's some really poignant scenes between Bruce Wayne and Alfred, played once again by Michael Caine. So, you know, these comic book movies aren't just about fun and great adventure. There's much more here.
Is your number two choice also, let's say, superhero based?
I'm saving that slot for the number one, Mark. But number two for me was Argo, a terrific movie by director Ben Affleck. This is his third motion picture he's directed. I know he's stumbled quite a bit as an actor and had some clunkers in recent years, but he's aces when it comes to being behind the scenes. It's a terrific movie. Obviously, it's about the Iranian hostage crisis in the late 1970s, but not the one, remember, a much less heralded tale of six people trapped in an embassy trying to sneak out of the country without getting killed. You know, it's the kind of movie where technically you know the ending, but that doesn't matter because Affleck is layering the tension here in masterful fashion. Some good performances just across the board. It really evokes the era, the sort of the paranoia, the fear, and just how much we were all on edge about what was happening in the Middle East. So it's a terrific movie, great fun. At the same time, it has some comic elements as well, which I think made it even better.
And you tipped your hand a little bit. Your favorite movie of 2012 is Hulk Smash.
Yes, The Avengers. I know this is not going to make a lot of critics' lists for the top slot. I don't care. When it comes to being in the movies in the darkened theater, this one was simply the most fun. And again, while it's not as complex and profound as The Dark Knight Rises, it doesn't just simply give us great action and silly costumes and wonderful punchlines. It's got more in its mind than that. It's a wonderful collection of characters, of actors. Of course, the superhero special effects are amazing. I feel like as a kid, I used to dream about what if they made a motion picture about my favorite superheroes. The technology simply didn't exist at the time to make that happen. Well, now it does. I give a lot of credit to writer-director Joss Whedon. He did a spectacular job. This could have been a disaster, mixing all these different characters. There's all sorts of marketing possibilities. I know my sons are just chock-a-block with Avengers memorabilia and costumes and toys. It all could have been just one big marketing mess. Instead, it's smart, it's exhilarating, it's got great action, fun sequences. And you know what? It captures what it means to crack open a comic book and see those characters come alive. It does it better than any other movie I've seen in quite some time.
That is Christian Toto of Big Hollywood. His best three movies are The Dark Knight Rises, Argo, and The Avengers. And of course, he acknowledges the people who pick the Oscar nominees never really very kind to superhero movies, but that's his top three list.